Hello, my name is Miranda Schubert, and I'm very excited to be here with Pima County Recorder Gabriela Cazares-Kelly to talk about voting in the general election, which is coming up this November. Gabriela, thanks for being here with me. What are some upcoming important deadlines and dates that voters should be aware of?
One of the most important deadlines is the voter registration deadline on Tuesday, October 11th. Just as a reminder, only folks who have made changes to their name, their address, their party, or if you'd like to change the way that you vote, need to submit a new voter registration, or if your signature has changed drastically. The voter registration deadline, again, is Tuesday, October 11th, and the very next day, Wednesday, October 12th, we'll be mailing out all of your ballots.
Do you have any other reminders that you'd like to share with voters who want to participate in the general election?
Election day is Tuesday, November 8th, 2022. Vote centers will be open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. on election day. With early voting, you can vote up to 27 days before election day. For the general election, any person who is signed up to receive a vote-by-mail ballot will receive that in the mail. Again, those will go out on Wednesday, October 12th. We recommend you wait up to a week for that to reach you. If there is any reason that you do not receive your ballot, please contact our office and we can help figure that out for you. It's important for people to know that by federal law, your ballots cannot be forwarded to another address, so the U.S. Post Office will not forward election mail. However, we can send a ballot to you anywhere in the country. If you would like us to send you a ballot at a temporary address, you simply need to let us know. You can put in a request. Already the site is up on our website, or you can call and request that service so that we send you a ballot to a temporary address. We also can send a ballot anywhere in the world.
Gabriela, why is it important to vote?
There are so many people making decisions that impact you and your family's ability to exist, and you need to be a part of it. They are making decisions about the roads that you drive on, whether or not they get fixed, whether or not there's a stop sign, whether your student's school is being fully funded or not, whether teachers are being funded or not, what the working minimum wage is, what you're going to get when you retire. It's really also important to remember that there have been forces in this country that have kept many, many people from being able to participate, have excluded people from being able to participate. There are still people who are excluded from being able to participate. And so if you have the right and ability to go and cast your ballot, we need you to.
What's the best way to help get out the vote for the general election?
One of the most important things is to reach out to your friends and family. The very closest people to you often are the ones who don't have a plan and maybe haven't discussed it with anybody. Make sure that you're checking in with other people and you're normalizing that. You can use social media to share this information, pick up the phone. I also encourage people to reach out to the recorder's office or to the elections department to work the polls. We have opportunities for people to work during the early voting period. That could be up to a whole week of working and helping your community members be able to cast their ballot. And then also for the elections department, on elections day, they have 129 different locations, and all of those need to be staffed.
Gabriela, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
My name is Miranda Schubert, and I've been here with Pima County Recorder Gabriela Cazares-Kelly talking about voting in the general election.